Today's passage is Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have learned, that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. We're continuing on in Ephesians 4 today. Zooming out for a bit, the second half of Ephesians, chapters 4 to 6, is about how do we respond to who we are in Jesus. Who we are in Jesus was the theme of the first three chapters. If you remember verse 1 from chapter 4, it starts with, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." In other words, given all the wonderful things God says about you and what his awesome plan is for you, this is how you should walk. This is how you should conduct yourselves. It's in that context that we look at today's passage. We start off in verse 17, which is similar to verse 1, in that Paul writes about how we should walk. "You must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds." And verses 18 and 19 give more color to this. Paul is obviously not talking about the Gentiles who have come to believe in Jesus. In the first few chapters of Ephesians, he talked about how God has reconciled Gentiles to himself and has broken the wall of hostility between Jews and Gentiles. Paul is saying Gentiles here to refer to those who have not chosen to submit their lives to Jesus. Verse 18 says that they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God. Paul chooses the word darkened to give imagery that they do not have the light of God. And he also chooses the word alienated, a strong way to say separated from the life of God. Why are the Gentiles like that? Because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. The root of their futility, darkness, and alienation is a hardness of heart. Verse 19 says, "They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity." Callous is another way of saying hardened and thickened. It's like when a guitar player develops calluses on their fingers, it means that their fingers are no longer as sensitive to the strings as they once were. And similarly, the Gentiles have developed calluses of the heart, no longer being able to sense God's presence. Paul is saying, do not walk like the Gentiles, who can no longer sense God's presence. He says, but that is not the way you learn Christ. That's how the Gentiles walk, but that's not for you. Assuming that you have learned, you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus. And what is the way Jesus taught the believers? Three things from the rest of the verses. One, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. Two, be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And three, put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Put off your old self, be renewed, and put on the new self. They're all connected and part of the same command. Just like how one would take off old clothes to put on new clothes, we are called to put off the old way of life, the non-believing way the Gentiles were living with their hearts hardened against God, and to put on the new way of living, the way that God has created us to live. It's interesting because these last few verses sound in some way so simple, right? Just put off the old self and put on the new self. sounds like something a parent would tell a child. Change your clothes because they're dirty. Put clean clothes on. I think Paul did want to make it sound simple and straightforward, because it's a no-brainer decision. Why should we go back to the old way of living, which leads to death ultimately, when the life with God has been given to us by Jesus? If we look back at our mindset in our pre-Jesus days, when everything in the end was only about ourselves, is that really something that we want to go back to? No. In Jesus, there is true righteousness and holiness. There's blessing upon blessing with Jesus. The reality is that, like the Ephesians, we need to be reminded to choose the better way of living. Like the Ephesians, we need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, or as the NIV translates, to be made new in the attitude of your mind. It's not a one-time thing where God changes our minds, but it's changing the spirit or attitude of our minds. It's a continual renewal. Also, it has to be God doing this action. We don't renew our own spirit of our minds, but rather, we must be renewed. God is the person renewing us. We have an active part to play because Paul is telling us this is how to walk. At the same time, it's God doing the renewing in us. There's a lot to reflect on, but a devotional question for us today is, are we letting God renew the spirit of our minds? Are we positioning ourselves to let God renew the spirit of our minds? There is likely a putting off that needs to happen, putting off ways of thinking or ways of living that resemble the world's ways more than God's ways. We may need to ask God to identify those areas if they aren't clear to us already. We must surrender those thought patterns or habits to God in order to be renewed by Him. God speaks to us through His word, prayer, the church, and circumstances. Are we letting God speak to us in those ways? Very practically, are we giving God time to speak to us through the Bible? We're going through the series on Scripture, and the Bible is the authoritative way that God speaks to us. For myself, I'm thinking of how I can't say I don't have time to read the Bible if I have time to watch sports highlights or other videos on YouTube. Are we making the necessary changes in our lives to let God renew the spirit of our minds? Let's pray that we would do so in order to walk in the way that God desires. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for us. I pray that You would help us to put off the old self, God, to be renewed in the spirit of our minds and to put on the new self that You have given us. God, we thank You for this new life that You have given us. And Lord, I pray that whatever temptations there are to live like the Gentiles do, God, help us to say no to those in order to say yes to all that You have for us. We thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.